Upworld, Downworld by Padmaparna Ghosh and read by Shaheen Khan for Saga Egmont. Fatima loved Sunday afternoons. After a lunch of beans and kofta, Ma would read the newspaper on her favorite chair and Baba would sneak away to take a nap. Fatima could patter away with her book into the lively green forest near her house. The forest creatures would be sleeping, so it would be just her, curled up in the quiet hug of the forest trees. Fatima would sit down in the shade of the Arjuna tree and gaze into the leafy upworld. Ma had warned her not to climb the tree's branches. It was safe down below. Fatima didn't know what was in the scary upworld. But that day, Fatima was in for a surprise. As she turned a page, Fatima felt a dull thump on her head. "Ouch!" she yelled, rubbing her sore head. It was a tiny book, barely the size of a pea. Fatima looked up and saw a furry animal trying to hide behind a bough of leaves. "Hello, is this book yours?" she asked, peering into the upworld. But she got no answer. The pea-sized book belonged to Gopa, a young dormouse who lived in the upworld. Gopa's little house, made of soft, dry leaves and twigs, was in the Arjuna tree as well. The dormouse had often seen Fatima reading and loved the yellow ribbons in her hair. But Gopa's Amma had warned her about the terrors of the downworld. All the animals were fearful of Fatima and other human beings and tried to remain invisible to the downworld. That Sunday, Gopa had been swinging on her green leafy hammock and reading. She was about to turn the last page when a